Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Yeah, they're choosing the Earth, Wind & Fire music for me just to torture me.
Does it make your ears hurt?
Just that I've been deafened by.
It'll come back.
I always thought that, but you know, as you get older, you start to worry that if you blow your ears out at a concert, that they're not going to come back. I don't know.
Could be a problem.
Poor Brett Baer. He doesn't have to sit around and listen to this, to me whining. He does enough of that in his private life.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right. Let's talk about this. We got Trump and Kasich all up in Wisconsin today. It's still, based on the polls that I've seen over the weekend, unless you can tell us something differently here, it appears that Cruz is going to cruise to a victory in Wisconsin. Still the case?
Well, you know, listen, we should always be careful about polls. Some polls have been, you know, decent. Others have been kind of off the mark this election. I think the average of recent polls has Cruz up about 6 or 7 points. And that seems or feels like, just talking to people on the ground, that's where it is. Could it be more? Yes. If Cruz... Oh, could it be less? Could Trump surprise? Yes. And if Cruz does win, this is a winner-take-most state. In other words, you get some of the delegates if you win the state, and then the others are by congressional district. And you could run the table and prevent people from having any delegates, but the most likely scenario is that they all come out with some delegates out of Wisconsin. But it's a balancing act here in this race, in that Wisconsin could be, you know, the telltale sign whether Trump is going to get to 1237, the majority of delegates, or not.
Meaning, if he sweeps, that almost
sweeps.
No. If Trump sweeps, it almost guarantees him the 1237, right?
Yes, because his next contest is New York, and you know, if he gets 50% there, he gets 95, all 95 delegates. There's a great, you know, it's tough to do this over the radio, but there's a great thing on the 538 blog, and if you look it up, it is essentially a calculator that has all the remaining states and what the experts are predicting Trump to get delegate-wise, and then you can play along, and you click in what... you know, what delegate number in each state he gets, and then they add up, and you see if he gets 1237 or not. And I've done it 4 times today because I'm an addict and a political junkie, and every time it's come up short. So we'll see.
Brett, I want to ask you about the whole Kasich factor, because he's become such an issue. The last couple of weeks you heard Cruz saying, I need Trump one-on-one, then I'll get the delegate count I need Kasich out of it. Now you hear Trump saying, he's taking my votes, I'd automatically win without Kasich. Kasich, we just heard in Judy's News, saying, they're my votes and I want to keep them. I mean, do you see how is Kasich impacting this as you see it?
Yeah, he has an extremely narrow path to get the nomination. His whole deal is to get to a contested convention, deadlocked, where the Cruz people are not going to vote for the Trump people, and the Trump people are not going to vote for the Cruz people, and then he is on the third or fourth ballot, the consensus pick that can reach a majority, because he says he's the best position to beat Hillary Clinton. It's still a long shot that, of the three, that he's the one who gets it. As far as who it's hurting, I kind of think that Trump is helped by Kasich in the race. If it was Trump versus Cruz directly, most polls say Cruz wins.
Well, it's interesting because now Cruz is saying that by the time we get to the convention, there should only be two names on the ballot. Now, we don't know. If I am to believe what Rens Priebus told every morning show yesterday on the networks, they're not trying to steal this, but the Rules Committee is going to meet in camera for the week before the actual convention, and that will be the second week of July, third week of July. And they are going to have a very open and transparent conversation about what the rules are going to be, and the rules do not necessarily stay as they are. right? I mean, this rule that says that you have to have at least eight state wins to be considered on the second ballot, all the rest of stuff, that's all up for grabs. There's a lot of minutia here. Obviously, yeah. Like you said,
well, let's just clear that one up real quick. It's Rule 40B, and it says that you have to have, it was put in last cycle, basically to prevent Ron Paul from being put into nomination on the floor. It says you have to have eight states won to be an official nomination in the first ballot, and to have a floor speech and a seconder speech and a floor party. That's on the first ballot. But if they don't get to the 1237, by the second ballot, you can put anybody in. I mean, it could be Joe Blow. And if that guy gets 1237, then he's the nominee.
Rince Priebus was also saying that he does see that their candidate is amongst the three running currently. Do you see a scenario where it doesn't happen and somebody outside of these three candidates would be brought in?
I think that's the most narrow path. You know, like, that's the last resort. But it is possible because, okay, let's just play it out. Trump gets 1,100. He falls, 137 short. Goes in. The first ballot doesn't get there. Second ballot doesn't get there. Cruz can't manage to get, the number himself. And then suddenly somebody has to get there. You know, somebody has to be the consensus candidate. And if it's not Kasich, then it would have to be somebody from the outside.
Right. And that becomes a whole other deal. I'm playing this little game that you've now talked me into, Brett.
Yeah.
Not the first nor last, I'm assuming. And
there's no gambling involved, Ro. I know.
You and I would never gamble. We would never gamble. I got to be honest with you. I think I just got Trump to win the whole damn thing. I don't know. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, well, I'm giving him a lot of stuff.
He's going on a streak. He's going on a streak of wins.
I'm surprised by New York. Are you a little surprised by New York that he's expected to do as well as he is there? Because they know him.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of folks who are in the angry, kick over the table, Washington isn't working kind of mood. And Trump has tapped into that. I think it's hard to believe that he's going to sweep New York. I think more likely is he'll get 40-45% of the vote in New York, and that then opens the door to delegates for other candidates, and that becomes a problem once you have these proportional states going forward, because he needs all the winner-take-all states he can get.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. And New York, and again, New York is another one of those wacky ones. Like Illinois, is that the congressional districts, you can technically win and still lose the delegate count. Right?
Just like Trump did in Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
Brett. Won the state but lost the delegates to Cruz.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, Brett. It's great to hear from you.
All right, see you guys.
Great to hear from you. Thank you, bye. All right, I got more thoughts on this on the other side.